Gary Williams from Five Clubs Golf has too many Twitter handles, but he's got at Gary Williams 1UP, at Five Clubs Golf. You can also, I guess it's not at, he's not at SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio, but he's part of SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio. I thought it would never get here. Masters Week has arrived. I could not be more excited. I got my juices flowing actually Saturday watching the women's amateur. And is it? It can't be just me. The women's game is light years better today than it was, I think, even 5 years ago.
Yeah, no. First of all, it's always good to chat with you. I'm with you. I think that, you know, what we're seeing is, you know, the women's game from a global perspective, if you go to the 90s, kind of had their you know, lighting of the match moment in terms of the game really reaching, you know, all corners, so that there was a just this incredible abundance of young talent that over the last, you know, 20 years, but specifically like what you said, the last, you know, 5 years. And what's interesting is that a lot of players who normally would just go directly into the professional game are making the choice to play some college golf. So there's, you know, even to the degree that you have a little bit more familiarity with some of these players, mm-hmm. who may not be American-born, I think the women's game is not only in a good place, it's going in a really good direction. Not that the men's is not, but the game of golf is on fire right now, and the only way it stays that way is that if people, you know, continue to not be complacent, not get arrogant about it. But the fact that Augusta National, Adam, has created this event that concludes on that golf course on Saturday, the kids take over on Sunday, it is evolved into this global festival, like renewal of golf, where people are not only thinking about golf, they're now starting to play a little bit in most reaches of the United States, and it gets you so lathered up for Masters Week. They don't get many things wrong. They've nailed it on this thing.
Oh, there's no question. They have. It may be the best women's amateur event in the world. It may have surpassed. I could be wrong here, but it's possible that it has surpassed or at least come close to the U.S. women's amateur. Gary Williams, Five Clubs Golf, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. All right, so we're here at Masters Week. The elephant in the room are the 18 golfers who play on the LIV Tour, including, I don't know, more than a half dozen former champions, including a three-time champ in Phil Mickelson. How much animosity is there flowing, do you think, within the walls of Augusta National?
I don't think there's a lot of animosity. I think there's going to be some awkward moments, and these are going to be private awkward moments. And there is real friction between some people, and that is going to be, whether it's going to be addressed as they see each other for the first time in a while. I mean, these guys, you know, they're traveling the circus, and then members of the circus go off and go with the new circus company. Mm-hmm. You don't see it for a while, and I think when you don't see somebody and you're speaking through the media, even though you can read what somebody said, it's like playing the game of telephone. By the end of the message, it's like not even really what they said. I think this week's going to be fine. Like, for instance, Tiger today has already broken the seal on the idea that we're two camps. We're not going to tell them. Of all people, to say, look, we're just going to, it's Masters Week. There is some feelings that, I don't know if they've been hurt, but I think some relationships have been fractured, but I do not think it's going to manifest itself in dust-ups that are going to be played out through the media or in pre-tournament press conferences. What I'm interested in, Adam, is where are the LIV players placed in terms of the tee sheet for the first 2 days? I'm really interested. I mean, you just made a really important point. I mean, these are not like past champions who are just coming back to enjoy the champions' dinner on Tuesday night and a couple of ceremonial rounds. You have players who I think, in particular, a couple who legitimately could contend. Where are they going to group all 18 of these guys together? They're not going to do that.
No.
I'm interested where Cam Smith, where Dustin Johnson, where Brooks Koepka, where Patrick Reed. Who are they playing with the first couple days? That's interesting to me.
You don't think Patrick will play with Rory? I'm just kidding there. I'm pretty sure that the Masters Committee won't do that. But they could put Rory and Sergio together, who were very good friends and I think probably still will down the road.
No. That relationship, one of the casualties of the Live PGA Tour fracturing, that relationship is totally frayed. They are not on speaking terms. That will not be apparent.
That's kind of upsetting, and I don't know, I'm not, you know, inside enough to know who's at fault there. I mean, Sergio certainly has a history of being a little bit petulant. So I don't know what to make of that. That is because I know that they were very close for a long time.
Yes, oh, absolutely. You know, they both have spoken about it. It's interesting. You used the perfect word to describe Sergio from the age of 19 when he burst onto the scene at the U.S. Amateur and then the Ryder Cup in 1999. Petulant is that. He called Rory, he said the way that he's handled this is he's being immature, which is irony just running amok.
Right.
I don't know. Again, Rory's going to speak tomorrow. That's the other thing, Adam, is that, you know, there's a deference here. How much discussion and questions are going to be posed to these players? They've been asked a lot about LIV players. There's only one LIV player's who's got a pre-tournament presser, and that is Cam Smith, Monday afternoon. I'm looking forward to being in the room for that. He's very likable. It's not like the media is going to be looking to take a pound of flesh out of him. But the whole thing, look, like you said, it is the elephant in the room, but there's no better environment for them to navigate this than the people who run the tournament and the club.
Gary Williams is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Masters tees off on Thursday. Scottie Scheffler is the defending champion. He's been on the PGA Tour, at least the best player so far this year. Maybe I shouldn't even put a caveat there on the PGA Tour. It just seems like Scottie is on the top page of the leaderboard at the very least every single week. I guess he's the man to beat. So how do you assess how he is going into this? Although it was kind of funny to watch he and Rory play the consolation match a couple of weeks ago, in which neither guy looked very happy to be there.
No, both of them. Look, Rory was two up and got his match, you know, flipped by Cameron Young, and Scottie Scheffler missed a five-footer to end his semifinal match. So I think that, you know, both of, yeah, I mean, it's a consolation match, no matter how you lose your semifinal, is, you know, there's a reason why the NCAA, you know, got rid of the third place game. We don't have that on a Monday night tonight. Do you think that's how you would like to go out on the court tonight and play a game at 6:30? No, they wouldn't. So, but back to your question about Scheffler, I'm picking him this week. He's my pick to win. I think he's built to defend, not only because of his form, but because of his manner. Scottie Scheffler is never going to have like a clumsy phase of his professional career. He wore slacks when he was 12 because he wanted to be a professional golfer. He's not some active social media guy.
Right.
He's not wrapped up in the outside noise. And he's informed. He won the Players. He made a great run at the match play. The guy is the best player in the world right now, and we've seen, you know, just a couple of times players go back to back. This is a really good chance for somebody to do that. Really hard, exceptionally rare, but I'm picking him to do it.
Make the case for Rory McIlroy.
There's not much that I could say that wouldn't be, you know, positive, and I'm very bullish on him. I'm going to lean on the intangible aspects of the gravity of the consequences or the circumstances by which he finds himself in. It's not just trying to complete the career Grand Slam. Yes, Sheridan did it. When he did it in 35, nobody knew what he was doing. It was a no-cut event. It was, you know, around 50 players. You know, it was in its second year. This is massive in the weightiness of what he's trying to do. Adam, the other part of it is that he has not won a major since July of 2014 in Louisville, Kentucky.
Yep.
This vortex has gotten very thick that he's trying to break back through. So I think that's a ton. And we've seen, I think eventually he's going to do it. I'm going to say it won't be this year. Although, again, he showed himself very, very well at the match play. I think the things that he's done to shorten the shaft of his driver, to make the change of the putter that he's got in his bag, which was the style of putter he used when he was winning major championships. I like the look of it. I like his stroke with it. I'm just going to say that not this year, and as the years creep along, we saw Ernie Els and we saw Tom Weisskopf. We saw Greg Norman built to win here, not once, multiple times, never crossed the line at Augusta National. If he's that generation's guy who doesn't do it, look, he has had, it'll be interesting because Ernie and him and Rory have the same number of major championship victories. Mm-hmm. I think he'll get more than four. I think eventually he does it, but there are tons of reasons why people should think he can do it this week. I'm just going to say it doesn't happen, but we'll be very little surprise if he does.
Final thing for Gary Williams, and I didn't realize no cut in 35 for Sarazen, 50 players in the field. Gene Sarazen was the first LIV golfer. Who knew? final thing, what is a successful Masters for Tiger Woods?
I think any cut he makes is pretty damn impressive because he doesn't play competitive golf anymore. So every time he shows up, like, he's knocking rust off against guys who are fitter, more focused, deeper fields than he's ever had to, wrestle against. I think if Tiger has a top 25 week, that's a very good week. I understand the weight of, the expectations that people have of him no matter where he plays. I think if he finishes in the top 25, Adam, that's a really good week, and I think that people should be encouraged that he's got some competitive golf left in him based on the speed that he showed at L.A. But my concern about people talking about, eventually he's going to win again. How does he build to that achievement? Because the infrequency of his play lends itself to always being off form because he's not building on the prior start. The prior start was 2 months ago. And then the next start, we hope, is in a month in Rochester, where it could be 48 and flurries the third week in May. I think if he makes the cut and finishes in the top 25, that's a hell of a week.
My gosh, it's like a win. I think his next win will be at the PNC Championship with Charlie Woods lugging him around the golf course.
I totally agree with you. I've never put anything past him, but winning to me now is borderline. It's borderline impossible.
Yeah.
This is not 2019. He almost lost his life and his lower right leg a couple of years ago. He is even more physically compromised than he was when he won in 19, and I walked every step on that Sunday when he shot 70. That was a summit for the last time, in my estimation. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, I mean, we all would love to see him win again. I thought he would win again after that, but obviously after the injury, after the car accident, that is a complete game changer. Gary Williams, at Gary Williams, 1UP, 5 Clubs Golf, Sirius XM, PGA Tour Radio. Enjoy the Masters, sir. I'll talk to you soon.
Adam, thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.